Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Spencer for a passed ball. Cook scores. Hodapp moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiland bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Werber moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Hodapp scores. McManus moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards first. Boss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vozmik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Vozmik reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Harley Boss. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Vozmik moves to third. Com moves to second. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Wes Farrell. Odell Hale pinch hits for Dick Porter. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Powers now playing right field. Ed Morgan now playing first base. Belle Bean now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.